I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. This week, I want to talk about the topic of screening for prostate cancer once again. In 2013, the American Urological Association recommended biannual testing for screening rather than annual testing, in part to try and reduce the risk of overdiagnosis and overtreatment. Other investigators are looking for other ways to help shift the equation so that the harms are reduced and the benefits are increased. Gelfand and co-workers reported in the Journal of Urology in May a study of a cohort of men in Texas of about 3,000 patients who have been followed since 2000 with testing with PSA and follow-up. What they are reporting is that if a man had a PSA level with up to 1 nanogram per ml, the odds of being diagnosed with prostate cancer over the next 10 years were only about 3.5%. And 90% of those cancers that were detected were low risk. So their feeling is that we can reduce the burden of screening and testing by doing a baseline PSA. And for those men who fall into this lower risk group, they don't need to be tested for at least another 10 years. Now, what happens beyond that is unclear, but certainly there is a way to reduce the harms of getting overdiagnosed and overtreated by selecting out the men that don't need further follow-up for quite some time. Now, one of the problems, of course, is that by just starting the whole process of getting a baseline PSA, you're now introducing men into this arena of issues associated with the screening and testing and diagnosis and treatment. But it's likely that PSA testing is not going to go away despite the U.S. Public Task Force recommendations against it. And therefore, looking for ways to shift the equation do have merit. And here is one way to consider it, at least since the majority of men who started with the baseline PSA fall into this low-risk category. It is a way to eliminate them from having to get follow-up tests and be subjected to biopsies and treatment that's really not necessary. Will some men be faced with harm by taking that approach? Of course. But overall, we try to look at the entire population and say, the overwhelming odds of benefiting are going to outweigh the harms of missing some cancers. Some cancers are going to get missed anyway, regardless of what PSA you start doing biopsies at. So I think for now, this is an interesting idea that needs further evaluation. But finding a way to shift the equation does have value, and doing a baseline PSA and then not doing further testing for 10 years in men with the low PSA values is one thing worth considering. I look forward to your comments. Thank you.